This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, we rarely take phone calls on this program.
Hoff doesn't allow it. No. The wet blanket does not allow us to go to the phones.
To be fair, the last time we went to the phone lines, at least for you, it was Big Al, and he made like a Viagra joke. So I feel like my opinions towards the phone lines are somewhat justified.
All right, so a lot of pressure on the callers that are on hold
yes.
right now.
Biff is one, though, and we'd like to hear from him. Biff, how are you, sir?
Hey, Frank, you there?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Good start.
Heading down to San Jose when Strickland's on our private jet again.
This is the gold-fingered chartered jet, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
When are you guys leaving?
We're taking off. We're about an hour. We're taking off in about an hour.
Now, what do you guys do on the plane? Are you eating and drinking the whole way?
Oh, yeah. His pilot gets us a party tray of sandwiches and chips and dips and cocktails and beer. Yeah. We got it all figured out.
And how many are on this plane here, Biff?
It'd be a total of six of us.
And who are these, without even naming names, these are friends of Goldfinger's? Like, Strickland and you don't know each other, but you both know Goldfinger, correct?
Correct, yeah. Strickland. Yeah, he's buddies with a former hockey player, former NHL player, and that's Rick's, Goldfinger's, Goldfinger's banker. And then we have a police officer from St. Louis County that's a buddy, too.
Almost slipped up and gave Goldfinger's name there on the air. So you guys are going to the game tonight. You got seats. Do you stay the night or do you turn around and come back?
Yeah, we're sitting row six on the ice where the Blues shoot twice, and we're staying in Ritz-Carlton there down to, like, we're going to walk to the game.
Well, where will Strickland sleep on the plane? He's not staying at the Ritz, is he?
No, Goldfinger got us all our own room.
Wow.
Because Frank and I really like this Goldfinger guy. We've always enjoyed his work.
So he pays for the hotel room and the plane.
Yeah, yeah. I usually give him cash for my ticket, but that's still a pretty good gig if you can get it, you know.
Yeah, I bet Strick's not giving him cash.
No. he's juggling those Alexander Steen hockey pucks that are signed.
Yeah. Will you take a gift certificate?
Free breakfast at Schneidhorst.
Yeah, on your subject of pizzas, man, I think you have not mentioned, and they're one of your sponsors today, too, is Joe Bacardi's there in Eureka.
They do great work. That's a great thought. Yeah, they've been a good sponsor, and their pizza is outstanding. Yep, good call, Biff.
Yeah, and his brother Lou. We have been to Lou Bacardi's there on the hill.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, great family.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Now, what about Dewey's there in Kirkwood? That's some bad, really bad good stuff, I mean.
Yeah.
Bad good stuff.
Run by the owned by the DeWitt.
I think it's the DeWitt son that's not in the baseball world.
Yeah,
I believe.
I love their meatball pizza there at Dewey's. It's really, really good. Yeah.
Well, we're here till one, Frank. If anybody wants to swing by. So, have you and Strick bonded now, Biff? Are you guys tight?
Oh yeah, he's fun. We went to the bars. We closed down all the bars there, and when he went to Dallas with us last week, we thought he'd went to bed right after the game, but he was a hoot. He hung out with us till the bars were closed.
How about Strick's life, Frank? Just hanging at bars after game 7 till 4 a.m., sitting at Schneidhorst with the Kachuk kids having beers. Now he's on a flight to San Jose. Poor Lori.
Yeah.
And it was Mother's Day yesterday. She didn't seem to be getting a whole lot of help around the house.
Hey, you know who we're going to hang out with when we get there is Doug Vaughn's already out there for the Four Fox, and we're going to go make him do some shots with us.
Well, we'll need some video of that.
There's some hardworking journalists out there covering that series. Good stuff,
yeah.
Biff. Hey, give us a full report tomorrow, all right?
Oh yeah, we'll do. Thanks, Frank. Yeah, we'll drink a couple for you.
All right, buddy. Biff joining us. Do we have somebody else on hold?
Sandman is also on the line. Sandman was a call. I might have been back in the 1380 days. I do forget. Sandman, how are you?
Mr. Kilcoyne, good afternoon. And Mr. Cusimano, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandman's always fired up.
I am. I get fired up about sports. The older I get, it's so hard to watch my teams on TV. I get a nervous wreck, especially the way the Blues played the other night and then the way the Cardinals played yesterday. I had to turn them both off. I couldn't even stand to watch it. It was driving me nuts.
And see, as a longtime Blues fan, this time of year, you're supposed to be nervous. But because of Jordan Binnington and the way this team has played, I'm telling you, Sandman, stay confident.
I hear you, Martin. I'm trying. I guess what everybody's telling me, I'm jumping off the wagon and yada, yada. All my buddies are giving me trouble. But, man, they just did not look good with all those takeaways. And Binnington, I love. But San Jose seems to be like our kryptonite from back in the day. Remember when the Red Wings would always own us when Eiserman was around? And then it reminds me of the Cubs against the Cardinals here lately. It's just, man, it's just tough to watch. But tonight they better show up. I'll get a better feel of what's going on. But what about the Cardinals? What is going on with that team, Martin?
Frank was about to answer. No, he directed it at me. I got to tell you right now.
Frank, go ahead.
I think the problem right now is that they just seem to be out of whack across the board. Like, you go to the bullpen, you don't like some of your options. Your starting rotation, you got two great starts. You got Wainwright and Michaelis, two starts you should have won over the weekend, and you don't hit. And then in the next game, you get six runs, 12 hits, and you don't win that game. I think they're in a little bit of funk. They're still on pace. If you did the math, what are they going to win? 87, 88 games. It's kind of right where they are right now. It's probably who they are.
I got to say, I didn't mean to direct it towards you. And not Frank.
Oh, no.
Frank was packing up. He's good. He's good.
I think the interesting stat is that in 11 games in this 2-9 slump, you got six games with one run or less. So I wouldn't do anything about the lineup, though. I mean, maybe – I would – put Jose Martinez out there no matter what. You know, if he flubs the ball in the outfield, that's fine. You can't bench a guy hitting .339. But the move they could make is to bring Gomber up and to put him in the rotation because he's been so good in Memphis.
See, I beg to differ with the lineup. I figured you're only scoring one run. You got to try and maneuver and do a few things. So that was my take on it. I was wondering, God bless Carpenter. I mean, you know, he's been around. I know it's early, but God, you can't have a guy batting under 200 leading off. And then, I don't know, I would like to see him move Martinez and Goldschmidt, you know, somewhere. I'm not getting on Goldschmidt, but they got to tinker with the line. They got to do something. They got to find, rub a couple sticks together and find some magic, because right now it's not happening.
Sam, and most importantly, I know you know the restaurant biz real well. Your place to get pizza. If you could only go to one place, it's the end of the world. Where are you going for pizza?
Oh, Martin, you know how tough a question that is. I grew up in North County when we used to have Ponticello's. But, like, right now I would say my three favorites, I got to give you three. You got to go to Farachi's in Baldwin.
Good.
You got to go to Fratelli in St. Charles off of Zumbel Road. And then Peroni's. I guess that's off in O'Fallon. But Peroni's or Fratelli's were a mainstay in North County. And then everybody moved, of course, out to St. Charles. And I'd go Farachi's, Fratelli's, and Peroni. Those three are the best.
This man knows his pizza. Good work. Sandman, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
And Peroni's a good call. Because I think originally
we had some good ones there.
Originally in Florissant. I think you and I, didn't we have
Doug Armstrong and Lou Brock?
And maybe Bernie Federico. They all stopped by when we were in the O'Fallon, Missouri, Highway 79, maybe?
Yes.
God, all of this has me thinking that Frank's going to get in his car right now and go get some pizza.
I'll bring it back. Actually, are you leaving?
Plowsy's done. Why don't you two kids go have a little lunch together?
We need to get the pizza in that 11 to 12 hours.
Yeah, you can drop by the golf course. I'll be up there about 1:30.
All right. Before we end this, I have talked about Hollywood Casino, but I do want to tell you about our good friends at Lakeside Roofing. They've been around for really a long time, and they just do a terrific job. Established in 72, solid reputation for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, providing quality products and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials. Phone number 618-344-2800, 314-241-5253, lakesideroofing.com. What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Chuck Marlow, noted hockey analyst, in the house. Hoffman will return to the studio. He actually left when we went to the phones. He so objected to that idea. He left the room. He'll return. It's the Midday Grind, the coveted hour. A lot of hot takes from the weekend of sports. That's next.